Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Hunter Taylor from Parkway Playhouse.
First of all, along about sundown, it wound up going pretty good, didn't it?
Yes, it just closed. It was a smashing success. Everyone really loved it. People from all over, from Asheville, from surrounding counties, they came. The actors, we had some from Raleigh, some from Asheville, other places within the state. It was a really big success for the Playhouse and for the community.
Well, that was great. Okay, what's next? You always are moving forward.
Yes, so our next show is called the Dixie Swim Club, mm-hmm. and that opens June 1st, and it runs from June 1st to June 15th, those 3 weeks. And I like to describe it as if Golden Girls, the TV show, was mixed with Steel Magnolias and was set on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. That's kind of what this show is.
That gives you something to study on for a minute, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So one of the writers is written by three people. Jimmy Wooten is the head writer. He wrote and produced Golden Girls for several of its seasons, so you definitely see the influences from that show into this production. It's five Southern women, and they spend a weekend each year in August since they graduated from college, so it's been like over 50 years. We track their friendship over those 50 years throughout the entire show. And each year they all get together and they spend a crazy weekend together in the Outer Banks.
Tell me about the cast.
The cast is really stellar. It's made up of some local favorites and then some new faces to Parkway. Alisa Bryant, who was the drama teacher at Mountain Heritage for several years, she's in it. Roberta Whiteside, Jenny Martin, those are all people who've been on our stage and stages around the area for several years. And then we also have Tabitha Judy, she's coming in from Asheville, as well as Alexa Edelman, she's also coming in from Asheville. So it's a nice mix of familiar faces, which audiences have come to know and love, and two fresh faces who are sure to delight anyone who comes to see the show.
So I would say this one, putting this together, probably keeping a straight face to try to keep going in the right direction, has made the director nuts.
Yes. So so the director is the wonderful Erica Tyner. She's mm-hmm. also a local teacher. And I'm actually serving as the assistant director and stage manager. And we've been in rehearsals for a few weeks, and usually at this point, we're all laughed out. You know all the jokes. You know how they're going to say everything. And you're just, okay, let's just keep going. Let's just get the show on its feet. But, I mean, even last night, we had to stop for laughs. I'm laughing all the time. They crack me up. You laugh. You cry. You really go through all the emotions that you can in, like, a two-hour setting. It's really something special.
Tell me about ticket information. What should folks do to get tickets, and when is it going to be running again?
So the show, again, runs from June 1st to June 15th, and you can go to parkwayplayhouse.com, and that has all of our ticketing information. You can even order them online and print them at home, so that way you can avoid the rush of the box office. So you can just have your ticket and stroll right on in and sit down. That's what I would recommend. But you can also call our box office. It's open from Thursday until Saturday, 1 to 5, and 1 hour prior to each performance.
And so this one starts on June the 1st.
Yes.
Runs through the 15th, did you say?
Yes.
That sounds right. And, of course, the usual pattern of Friday and Saturday and all.
Yep. So the pattern is Saturday, Sunday. Then the next weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the last weekend is Friday, Saturday.
Now, will there be an opportunity? I know usually on like the Sunday shows you get a chance, and I would think with these people and putting this together, those after show times might just be fun.
Oh, they're going to be a blast. So after each matinee, which is the first weekend and the second weekend, those are the two Sunday performances that we do, there will be an actor Q&A talkback session immediately following the performance, and you'll have all five actresses on stage along with the director and probably myself, and then it'll be moderated by one of the Parker Playhouse staff, and you have the opportunity to ask anyone anything about the production and its process. But also, on opening night, we always host an opening night party and reception immediately following the opening night performance. So there are a couple special events to look out for, the opening night party and then the two Q&As after our matinees.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting, and again, that starts on June 1st. But in the meantime, this coming weekend, as in tomorrow night, there's going to be a big concert in the building at the Parkway Playhouse. Tell us about that.
Yes, Parkway Playhouse is going to be hosting an evening concert on Saturday, May 25th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be an evening with Khaki King, a very popular recording artist. And it's also going to feature Ron and Minnie Powell and Nick Gonnering. And it's going to be a really special music event that's in conjunction with the Luthier Festival here in town.
That's right. And, of course, the Luthier Festival, they have a jam tonight there near Home Place Brewery. And also, that's free. That's going on tonight. And then the actual festival going on during the day on Saturday. And then the concert Saturday night at the Parkway Playhouse. Lots going on in the area this weekend. Get out and enjoy it, and happy Memorial Day to you. Thank you to our guest today, Hunter Taylor of Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.